If it has a throttle,
they'll feature it.
This is
Our Auto Expert.
Oh, and Automatic Andy joins us along with Brake Fluid Bill, who is at master control, pushing all the buttons and banging his head against the wall. Andy's been test driving vehicles this week. He's going to tell us about them. So, Automatic Andy, what have you been pushing your right foot on?
Nick. Oh, yeah, it is my right foot, isn't it?
Yeah, hopefully.
Nick, I don't use my left one very much because I usually have it hanging out the door. No, I don't. I'm not that agile, Nick. So
that's the reason.
That is solely the reason. So I've had the luxury of being in the 2023 Infiniti QX80. So let me just be nice first. It's a powerhouse. It's a big car. It's huge. It is admirable in its own right that it's been, you know, popular for the last 500 years. It has a cool legacy. It's arguably an icon. You know, the QX80s, the opulent appointments and sophisticated aesthetics are very nice. From the moment you lay your eyes on the beauty, you'll be captivated by its captivating allure and undeniable charm, and the fact it hasn't been changed in a decade. It's been copy and paste for the last 10 years over at Infiniti. Nick, this is the epitome of old school money. This should be called the Infiniti QX Inheritance. You likely have this car if you're introduced as the third generation of a family, you know, like, hey, Nick, I'm Automatic Andy the third. My grandpa had a niche business in the 1920s that makes the plastic tips for hairbrushes. I say that because much like the hairbrush tip company, nothing has changed on the look of this car in 10 years. The only changes are mandatory ones made to the tech and light cosmetic things. I mean, it's not verbatim the same car when it was, I think, the QX56 when it first came out.
Yeah.
But it's more or less the same thing. Like, nothing drastic has changed. This is essentially a fancy pants Nissan Armada. I don't care what anyone says. It's still a dream car of mine. I don't care if I sound hypocritical, but the Armada is one of the first cars I ever fell in love with. So what's new for this year? Not a lot. Nothing really has changed, but it comes with new additions. Now the brand's lane departure system offers haptic feedback through the steering wheel, which isn't horribly new, but for Infiniti it is, enhancing your driving experience. So, yeah, I mean, when we were a little too close to the lines in the road, it freaked out and buzzed, which is nice. Plus the inclusion of Amazon Alexa. It brings a familiar voice command protocol to the QX80 passengers. And that's not all. Infiniti introduces the Infiniti Premium Care complimentary maintenance plan for the QX80 and all vehicles in the lineup, which that's kind of slick. This plan covers scheduled maintenance items like oil changes, inspections, brake fluid, flushes, that's you, Bill, and more of the first 3 years. So 3 years you get free stuff, which isn't horribly bad. So there's three trims. Which one are you going to buy? I'll tell you which one to buy. You get the Lux, the Premium Select, and the Sensory. The price of the mid-level QX80 Premium Select eats at the same table as the Mercedes-Benz GLS 450 and the BMW X7 xDrive 40i. So that's a little askewed. This is not that type of car. If you're looking for that type of luxury and performance, get those. This is more of a chill. I'm going to be seen. I got inheritance money. I personally would stick with the entry-level Lux trim. It has all the stuff that really is going to keep people happy. The leather upholstery, heated front seats, adjustable steering wheel with heat, second row captain's chairs. It does have a pretty good 13-speaker Bose system, so the car concerts are pretty good. Sirius satellite radio and cruise control. That's enough. That's enough, Nick. Even if I had that kind of money, I don't necessarily think I would invest in getting the Sensory or the Premium Select just because you can get pretty much what's on there on the base one. It's a big icon, so it gets a big, huge engine. The QX80 teams up, marries, partners with, has a domestic partnership with a 400-horsepower 5.6-liter V8 with a 7-speed automatic transmission and either rear-wheel or all-wheel drive you pick. 0 to 60 in just under 6 seconds, which is good for a car that size, but in the segment, it's kind of meh. Just about every single competitor did better, but you know, I don't think it, when you buy this car, I wouldn't necessarily care about the 0 to 60 time, but it is pretty quick. I did love the engine's smooth power delivery and snappy throttle response. So when you stomped on it, it sounded really cool. But when you got on it on the highway, it was a little disappointing, especially for the size. I wonder what my ex would think. The Infiniti Scene serene character will satisfy buyers who want to buy, be coddled. Someone who buys this car doesn't probably go camping very much. They probably don't have any calluses on their hand. They probably churn butter, maybe. So it's a nice car for that. The QX80 can tow 8,500 pounds in either the rear wheel or all-wheel drive configuration, which beats the Mercedes by 800 pounds. Unfortunately, it's the only thing that it beats. This is where it kind of gets a little bit worse, Nick. If I could just have your permission to be blunt for a minute, the QX80 has awful fuel economy. Even the thriftiest variant is rated at 14 miles per gallon in the city and 20 miles per gallon on the highway. The EPA ratings remain unchanged for the 2023 model year. The rivals have substantially better ratings. The interior is still banging though, Nick. Inside, the Infiniti is comfortable and quiet, but the overall design has barely changed since the debut in 2011 as the QX56. The center stack was recently redesigned to accommodate a modern touchscreen with more user-friendly controls, and the HVAC system enjoys a new layout that includes physical knobs for adjusting dual climate zones. Unfortunately, features that we expect on luxury vehicles, such as, you know, the panoramic sunroof, massaging seats, heads-up display, aren't available. And those kind of things, I don't want to sound entitled, but we really should be having those kind of things, and especially for the cost of these. Still, though, the spacious cabin is well-built and includes a standard third row. While the QX80 can accommodate adults back there, several competitors offer roomier setups. The Infiniti has standard second-row captain's chairs that you can swap out for a three-seat bench. My personal opinion, when you get a car that size, I don't see why you need a third row. I mean, if you need a third row like that, I would probably just get a van at that point because it cuts so much into the cargo space, at least for this car, that I just don't, it doesn't make sense to me. However, the car concerts are really awesome. Infiniti modernized the QX80's infotainment system. But see, this is what I mean. Like, they didn't do anything on the outside. They just had to focus on the inside. And I feel like it's because they had to. But what they did, they upgraded it from the previous 2002 model year by getting rid of the old, dusty, dated dual screen setup, which was so annoying. It was so hard to deal with, and I didn't understand where to put my eyes. So I'm glad they got a backpack and figured it out. They replaced it with a much larger and more intuitive single 12.3-inch touchscreen. That dual screen was straight basura. Android Auto and Apple CarPlay are now wirelessly accessible, which is a plus cool point. Amazon Alexa provides further connectivity by carrying out voice commands as a standard feature, which is great. Every QX80 comes with a 13-speaker Bose stereo, wireless device charging, and an array of charge ports, including four USB outlets. The optional theater package adds another USB port, 120-volt outlet, and then rear seat entertainment systems with two 8-inch screens filled to the back of the front seat headrest. That's reserved for the top of the line. So, Nick, am I getting the stamp of approval? Almost, but no. After they do a redesign and a rebrand, then probably, but I want to see what they can do for 2025. If it goes another year, Nick, without significant changes, I'm going to officially divorce Infiniti as a brand. You guys got one more shot. You're on thin ice, Infiniti.
Because I love it.
It's cool. It is. I mean, it is nice. But I just...
See, I love it. I love the horsepower. I love the big V8.
It does do that.
Nick the car man, Taylor.
I wish it kept that same energy more than 150 feet.
Why do you have to be realistic about life?
I'm telling you, man.
And when did that start?
17 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That's it.
Clearly.
I mean, I'm a fan. Before I give it my official stamp, I want to give it another year. Maybe they just needed one more year. Maybe they finally hired a guy, you know. Maybe this year is the year they get it together.
All right. Well, I'm taken under advisement. You're going to come back later and tell us about another vehicle, right?
Yeah, I have some more to say about a different car. I am going to tell you all about the 2020 Thraw, all new, firstborn Toyota Crown.
Oh, yeah. I'd be very interested because I've been on the event and I've been at a bunch of events that they've done, and they have it's an interesting reaction.
Yeah.
They're pushing this car really hard.
I love really that little awkwardly shaped car. It looks like those pill bugs that you play with as a kid, that little roly-polies. It looks kind of like that to me.
Pill bugs.
Like the little gray bugs that when you pick up, they roll in a ball.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like little mini armadillos, but a bug.
Yeah. All right. We'll find out more about that later.
Yeah.
All right. More on the show coming up, including Miriam Joie and somebody from Automotive News.
Our Auto Expert. Listen anywhere on connected devices and speakers. Our Auto Expert.